Barrhead. The Barrhead Community Garden Society's plans for its space have been expanded and accelerated thanks to an infusion of cash. Last week, Federated Cooperatives Limited, FCL, through Pembina West Co-op, announced that the society had received an $88,000 Community Spaces grant. FCL established the Community Spaces program to help protect, beautify and improve spaces across Western Canada by providing capital funding. Grants are available in three categories: recreation, environmental conservation and urban agriculture. In 2023, the program contributed $1 million in funding to community organizations in Western Canada to improve spaces that their residents frequent and enjoy. And since its inception in 2015, the Community Spaces program has given $12.5 million in grants for 175 projects across Western Canada. Pembina West Co-op Chief Executive Officer Holly Lingle said there could not be a more fitting recipient than the Barrhead Community Garden Society, saying the garden is more than just about gardening. They have brought in aspects of education, sustainability, events, accessibility, and simply creating an amazing place to come together as a community. It is exciting to see a project like this come to life right here in our backyard, she said, noting the new location is directly behind the Barrhead Co-op food store. Co-ops were founded by communities coming together to meet their own needs, and investing in a project like this one speaks to that continued community focus of the co-op. The funds could not come at a better time for the society. This spring, the society has been busy preparing its new location, a triangular-shaped close to 2-acre parcel, behind the previously mentioned co-op food store. Following last year's garden season, the society's old landlord said they would have to vacate the property on the west end of town just north of the apartment buildings on 53rd Street home after 9 years. After an extensive search, they learned about what would become their new home and secured a 20-year lease from Oscar Dasse and Edwin Winkler for $1. The news that we are receiving this substantial grant has given the Barrhead Community Garden great excitement and a new life, said garden manager Marilyn Flock in a media release. The support of the community has been overwhelming. Now with the new funding, we will be able to make it so much more and become a space that all ages and the whole community can enjoy. Society Vice President and Head of the Garden Relocation Committee Jay Beyer agreed, noting that they had known about the potential funding source for several years, but as their previous location had been tenuous for a prolonged period, it made it difficult to secure grants, such as the one they just got. Without at least a semi-permanent home, it makes it hard to get any type of grant funding because one of the things that grant selection committees want to know is what the organization's plans are and where you are going to be a year or 5 years down the road, he said. That is why securing a long-term lease was so important. Beyer added that the society started talking with Pembina West Co-op about their application and what they needed to do in January and snuck their application shortly before the deadline in March. He said the funding would allow the society to add features such as improving accessibility and constructing an entertainment and reflection area. In addition to thanking FCL and Pembina West Co-op, Beyer said the organization is so grateful for the help they received from the Barrhead municipalities, adding the town built the road and parking lot for the garden. The county subsequently supplied several yards of topsoil. He also noted that KMN also provided and staffed a specialized farm apparatus that helped prepare the garden soil by effectively pulverizing rocks and turning them into soil. And there have been other volunteers, he said. It has truly been a community effort. The society will officially receive its grant check at a ceremony at the co-op food store during a 5 p.m., June 22 ceremony. The public is invited, and refreshments will be provided. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.